This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Welcome. It is the middle of December, and I'm not really sure how it got that way so quickly. You may be finding the same challenge, is that, you know, somehow for the month that has the shortest days, well, I guess that's what it is, short days, and it zings by. It just seems to go, whew, here we are. So this is our last live show this year, and I'm really looking forward to connecting with you today around our topic, Let's Just Cook. Now, some of you are thinking, I didn't know this was a cooking show. I thought this was a belief repatterning show. Well, it is. And we are going to be looking at the belief repatterning technique in just a slightly different way today. I know that everyone has those times in their lives that they just don't really know what they should be bringing to the potluck. So we're going to be talking about that with a little twist, as I always do. I would love to have you call in on 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062. It's a toll-free number. And Kiara will be taking your email address from you, because I will be sending you a gift of a seat in the Flip Your Switch seminar that will be starting in January evening seminar. It's a $99 value gift for yourself simply for calling in, sharing your insights, or if you've got a question that you'd like to ask or a situation that you're wondering how you can possibly repattern it, give me a shout and I would love to be supportive of you today. We're on for the next hour, so 877-230-3062. So I said this is the last live show because, of course, next week's show is Christmas Day. And the week after that, it's New Year's Day. And both of those times, the station is closed. And so we've chosen some replays for you that I'm sure that you will enjoy. Last year's replay on Christmas and also just an interesting way to start out the new year. So we'll be talking a bit more about that later on in the show. And I just want to wish everyone just a really lovely, relaxing, fun holiday season. And one of the ways is that we're going to be sharing some recipes for making sure that you have that experience yourself. So let's just cook. What dishes are you bringing to the table for this banquet called life? What dishes are you bringing to the table? Now, this was kind of spurred for me because we've been invited to a Christmas brunch and we were asked to bring something that we remembered from our childhood for the potluck. Well, I have been scratching my memory banks of, you know, kind of Christmas brunch. My memory is sort of, you know, a couple of mandarin oranges before you opened up the presents and then Christmas dinner. And I kind of don't remember much in between. And so we've been having some laughs because I was remembering this lime jello thing that my mom used to make that was like, I loved it. And I think it's because as a kid, it was the thing that was closest to dessert in the middle of the dinner, right? The lime jello molded salad. And I thought, oh, you know, my partner suggested that perhaps I would want to bring something that people would actually eat to the brunch. And so anyway, I was thinking about this, what to bring for this brunch, what to bring for that potluck that we're going to at this time. And there's a lot of holiday festivities and a lot of cooking around it. And so that's what spurred this week's topic for the show. Each one of us brings something special. Each one of us has a unique ability to do something that we're incredibly capable of, that we're, you know, known for. And oftentimes we don't value it because it's just us. It's just who we are. It's just simple. And that, my friends, is exactly what we're going to focus on today, because it's those gifts, those simple things that make you unique that you're being asked to bring to the table. So today I went to a potluck And we were to bring a snack special for our table. It's a business coaching group that I go to. And I thought about it, and I knew that everybody would be bringing plates of sweets. And, you know, I'm just not that much of a sweets person. And I thought, oh, I think I'll bring, I make these toasted almonds, and I thought I'll bring those. So I brought the Christmas basket full of these almonds, and everyone was raving and wanted to know my recipe. Well, it's a very simple recipe. And so I gave it to people, and I just said, you know, oftentimes what's simple and what's easy is what's best, because it didn't create a lot of stress for me. I looked at some of the other things, and I knew that those people had spent a lot of time and energy, and I thought, good for them. But I also know a lot of people who spend a lot of time and energy putting together things that just stress them out and don't bring them extra joy. So I will give you my recipe for almonds in just a minute, but I want to talk to you a little bit more about this idea of what do you bring to the banquet? And I'm not just talking about what you're going to take to the potluck function, but what do you bring to life? It's so interesting in that so many of us think it has to be something really big. And I was just talking with the client earlier today. She was upset because she'd received a letter from her supervisor at work, and it was pretty negative and pretty accusatory and quite bullying. And she was very upset. And I said, so you can focus on all of those things, or you can focus on what makes you exceptional at work. What are the gifts that you bring to that role? And we started talking about them, and she realized that there, you know, she said, I'm feeling bullied by this person. And I said, well, then focus on what you're good at. She said, well, I feel like such an idiot. I said, great. Opposite of idiot, competency. Where do you feel competent? Where do you feel really good? She began listing those things, and I said, okay, so now let's look at it from that perspective. You know, everybody's lousy at something for sure. And everyone has competencies and specialties that they don't even give themselves credit for. And so what I'm going to encourage you to do is focus on what is the special sauce that is you. What is your secret ingredient? What's the sprinkle dust that makes you unique and that you can bring to any situation? When we become conscious of our unique abilities and skills, and we're willing to share that recipe, we enhance the potluck experience that we all share. What's your purpose? I hear so many people going, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know. And it's like, yeah, you know what your purpose is? Your purpose is to show up with all of your gifts and skills, put on an apron, and start cooking. Just living from that place of your special ingredients. So today's show is going to be focusing on how you bring that out in yourself and how you support others, and maybe even how you manage to navigate those people that just rub you the wrong way. And I know that for some of you, those people are going to be showing up over the holiday season, because many of them are in our families. And how do we navigate those places? So I'd love to hear from you. 877-230-3062, 877-230-3062. I know last week I asked for suggestions from people for things for dinners that were easy, and I did get some suggestions, and thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it. And this is not really a cooking show, but I will give you this recipe for almonds, these roasted almonds, and they're just so scrumptious. Everyone I make them for just always raves about them, and they're so simple and so easy. Have you ever noticed that sometimes you take something that's simple and easy and make it so confusing and complex? I don't know why we do that, but I do know that when you go back to what's simple, things are easier. Okay, so here's my recipe for almonds. Are you ready? It's very simple. Oven at 350, raw almonds on a cookie sheet. So just the natural almonds with the skin on a cookie sheet. Put them in the oven at 350 and just wait until they smell like they're starting to roast. You can even open up and pop one, just kind of break it with your teeth and see if it's starting to just get a little bit brown on the inside. That's what you want them to be. It usually takes between 5 and 10 minutes, depending on how fresh the almonds are, how much oil they have in them, all of that kind. There's, you know, some variables. It can be different times. Seems to be, you know, depending on how humid it is, sometimes they roast more quickly. But just when they start to roast, then take them out and dump them into a big bowl with about, I'm going to say 2 or 3 tablespoons of soy sauce for a cookie sheet full of almonds. Stir them around till they're all covered with the soy sauce. Put them back on the cookie sheet. Put them back in the oven until the tops are dry. Bring them out, stir them up, put them back in the oven until the bottoms are dry. And voila, that's the whole recipe. Every time I share this with people, they are just astounded because they're so good. Yes, they are. And they're healthy for you. And here's what I want you to remember. Anything that's important in life is going to be simple and good for you. Just like that recipe for my almonds. So, what are your unique attributes? What are the ingredients that make up you that make it just something special that you can bring to the banquet called life, to the potluck that we're experiencing? Something simple, something easy. And that's what you're being called to be. If you're having trouble thinking of this, here's a little way that you can change your perspective, and that may help you think around this. If I were to ask 3 or 4 of your closest friends or family members what they really value about you, what would they say? They wouldn't probably say, oh, you know, I really value that they can do all this complex stuff. They would probably say things like, I love her $1 million smile. Or she always helps me look on the bright side. Or he's got a really good heart. Or they just have this knack of showing up when they're really needed. What are the things that those people that are close to you would say about you? Those are your special gifts and attributes. And those are the things that you want to focus on. And take to the potluck, bring to the table, show up with every day. Rather than trying to be something that you are not and focusing on the areas that you aren't very weak on and complaining that you're not good at those things. And so then you don't feel good about blah, 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 blah. Let's stop doing that, okay? 877-230-3062. If there is something that you'd just like a little help with, or a comment that you'd like to make on today's topic, I would like to give you a gift. And that is, I'm extending to all the listeners a 20% off gift for a one-on-one session with me. You go onto the website, beliefrepatterning.com. So that's BELIEFREPATTERNING.com, beliefrepatterning.com. And you go to book a session, and you'll see there an ability to put in a special code. And here is the code that you need for the 20% off. It's CTR, just like the network, CTR, Contact Talk Radio, CTR 20 for 20%, and then 2014. For the year. Okay. So CTR, those are capital CTR 202014. That will give you a 20% off with a session with me by phone, by Skype, or if you're in the Calgary area in person. It needs to be booked by December the 31st. You don't have to have the session until January, but it needs to be booked and paid for by the end of December. So that 20% code is, again, CTR 202014. You can use this for yourself. We've also extended it to the gift certificates. So gift certificates are generally $150. They're 20% off. So that makes $30 off. So they're generally $150. The 20% off puts them at $120. And that's Canadian dollars. So if you're in the States, you can take another 10% off because, of course, of the exchange rate. So Christmas deal for you. There is no limit to the number of gift certificates you can buy for yourself or friends and family, and I will mail them out. So if you want to order those and then send me a note, let me know where you would like the mail to, I will send them out. And that's my gift to all of the listeners this year, because I really value and appreciate your commitment to listening, your support of the radio show, your interest, your questions, and that's what makes it a lot of fun. So if you did not find out about this till just now, it's because you're probably not on the newsletter, and you can get on the newsletter while you're on the Belief Repatterning website. Just sign up for the newsletter. It comes out once a week. It's my musings, and I usually have a little something in there for you, a way that you can do some repatterning. Things that I'm thinking about, as well as what the topic is for the radio show. So I'm looking forward to chatting with you. And before we go any further, let's go and do some repatterning here around this whole idea of bringing something special to the table. The Belief Repatterning Technique, for those people who are new and listening in, is a 6-stage series of affirmations and statements that move you from what I call the downside of the line, where you don't want to be, to the upside of the line. And so let's start with the first arrow, first statement. I forgive myself for believing that I don't bring anything special to the table. I forgive myself for believing I don't bring anything special to the table. And breathe it in and let it go. Now, that's just addressing that little monkey that's going, well, it's not a big deal. You know, I could say, when people ask me about those almonds, I could say, it's not a big deal. They're so easy. There's nothing to it. But I say, oh, it's a great recipe. Better get a pen and paper out. It's really, you know, you're going to want to write this down. And then I tell them, they go, that's it. And I go, uh-huh. You are only asked to do what is who you are and that's easy for you. If things are hard and challenging and you're beating your head against the wall, it's the wrong wall. Okay. Turn around and look in the opposite direction and see what's over there. So I forgive myself for believing I don't bring anything special to the table. Now let's move to a permission statement where we open to a new possibility. I give myself permission to recognize and show up with the special ingredients that are me. I give myself permission to recognize and show up with the special ingredients that are me. And breathe that in. Now, what I mean by this recognize and show up with the special ingredients that are you, it's like, I know that one of the special ingredients I have is a great smile. I have been told that by so many people. And I used to put my hand in front of my mouth when I smiled and kind of look away. And then I decided to recognize I have a great smile. It's one of the gifts I have. Why don't I bring that to every situation I can? And when I began to do that simple thing, life began to change. And that was about, I don't know, 25, 30 years ago when I made that realization. But what is the special thing that you have? And how can you step up and bring it forward? Is it how generous you are? Could you bring your generosity in a new way? Is it how thoughtful you are? Is it how excited you are about things, and how do you bring that excitement to places? And I can already hear somebody's monkey going, oh, but they don't like my excitement. Well, no, that's not exactly true. Maybe one time somebody said, oh, I wish, you know, tone it down. And then you started toning it down, and you might have been in grade 5 or 6 when it happened, or you might have been a teenager. And now you're a grown up. And you are allowed to bring who you really are forward. In fact, life demands it of you. When you do not bring who you really are, when you don't bring your special ingredients forward, life can't cook with you. So I give myself permission to recognize and show up with the special ingredients that are me. We'll move from a permission statement then onto a choice statement. I'm going to take a quick break here for a little sip of water. Those of you who are listening, you know that when you're repatterning, ensure that you drink lots of water because those new neural pathways need the water. After the permission statements, we move to choice, and that's where we put two ideas beside each other, one on the downside of the line and one on the upside of the line. So I can just eat, or I can dine. I can just eat, or I can dine. You guys all know the feeling of just eating, and you also know the feeling of dining. Which one would you prefer? I choose to dine at the table of life. I choose to dine at the table of life. And what I mean by this just eat or dine, just eat is when you know, you're hungry and you just have something. And again, that it might be simple, it might be complex, but you're feeding yourself. You're not really thinking about it. But when you dine, you're very intentional. You're very mindful. You're very present. And even though it might be something very simply put together, it's exquisite because you are in that mindset of dining rather than just eating. I can just eat or I can dine. I choose to dine at the table of life and breathe that in. Well, once we're at choice, we're at what I call the line, and we move over the line then and reinforce it. And the first stage of that is the freedom statement. And that's where you really open up to the ideas and what could happen and spread that intention forward. This is a place of vision and imagination. I'm free to bring my best self to the potluck this year. I am free to bring my best self to the potluck this year. So let's imagine that 2015 is a potluck. What are you bringing to the game? What are you showing up with that you are willing to share with others? What's your secret recipe? So rather than saying, oh my, 2015, I plan to lose weight. Well, if you release that weight, what would you be able to bring to the table? Maybe more energy. So let's make your New Year's plans for things like in 2015, I intend to show up with energy rather than I need to lose 30 pounds so I can be more energetic. You can feel the difference in it. What is it that you are wanting to bring to the potluck of 2015? I'm free to bring my best self to the potluck this year. All right, and then breathe it in. Now, the next stage is the affirmation stage where we look for an example of where you are already doing that, where you've known how to do that, that you can bring forward. And this addresses the monkey that goes, I don't know how to do that. I don't know what we're doing. The little voice in your head that comes up with that doubt. We use this affirmation as a way of going, oh, yeah. I do know how to do that. So I would like you to think of a friend that really gets you, that accepts you for you. It might be a friend. It might be a relative. It might be an animal. And that's okay too. Okay. So just write down that individual or animal's name that really gets you for you and just accepts you just the way you are and appreciates you. Okay, so you've got that person's name written down. I'm going to use my friend. Let me think. I've got so many of these people in my life. I'm going to use my friends. I'm going to use more than one. That's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to use my friend Teresa, my friend Val, my friend Kathleen, and Phil. So I'm going to put those names in the space that I leave. You put, there's probably more than one person who really gets you, that you really feel seen by, or one more than one animal. And animals are fine. They're super helpful for this. All right. So the statement is, I am grateful to my friend, and I'm going to put Val, my friends, Val, Teresa, Phil, and Kathleen. Together, we really cook. Okay. So you're going to put your own specific friends' names in there. I am grateful to my friend or friends. and then say their names out loud, and then enthusiastically say, "Together we cook." Okay. Now that's going to raise your vibration up. You're going to remember about how you really, when you guys get together, stuff happens. You can cook it up, but we're not talking necessarily about being in the kitchen and cooking. I'm using it as a metaphor. You know who you cook with and who really, you know, appreciates that sense of humor of yours or really values how solid you are or really, you know, calls on your wisdom. You know who those people are. And you know what those special ingredients are that you bring. Now we do a surrender statement, which is where we step into owning that new place of being. I am cooking my life intentionally, using the best ingredients I have and gifting myself the time to create exactly what I desire. Okay, so that's a long one, but I really wanted to get all of the ideas about being intentional, using the best ingredients, giving yourself the time to create exactly what it is you desire, because you know when you give yourself the time to make that exact sandwich that is like perfect of, with all the best ingredients, your body just sings. So what if you put that same intention into creating your life? What are the best ingredients of you that you want to bring forward? Yeah, you could bring forward the, you know, procrastination or the messy desk or the, oh, I don't ever get, you know, all of that stuff. But you're not going to be able to create exactly what you want from there. If instead you bring your best ingredients, your joy, your imagination, your creativity, and you gift yourself the time to create exactly what you desire, 2015 is going to be an awesome year. So let's go for this one. I'll do it in stages. I am cooking my life intentionally, using the best ingredients I have and gifting myself the time to create exactly what I desire. All right. So we've been looking at what's your holiday recipe for yourself and what you can take into 2015. Acknowledging your special ingredients and imagining how you combine them this holiday season with an intention and love. That's what I'm asking for you to do as a gift to yourself. I've got my apron on. I'm willing to help you cook, and I'm looking forward to experiencing the spice that is you. We're going to be back in just a few minutes. We're going to take a short break. But while we're gone, do think about those special ingredients that are you. And after the break, I will be talking about how you can really cook with some of those people that maybe you've had a few, oh, let's just say disasters with in the past. I'm Suze Casey. You're listening to Flipping the Switch.
Learned it, now live it. You've read the books and studied the theories, but the practical application is hanging you up. Are you tired of beating yourself up for not living what you know to be true? This is Suze Casey, and I invite you to integrate your learning through easy-to-practice exercise found in my book, Belief Repatterning, the amazing technique for flipping the switch to positive thought. It's available through hayhouse.com or your local bookstore. My grand used to say, a penny for your thoughts, and you know that a mindful daily practice is effective, but who has the time? What if there was a simple, practical, and profound way to focus your subconscious mind? 365 Repattern is an app that sends you a focus word and a positive thought every day, 365 days. Based on my book, Belief Repatterning, the amazing technique for flipping the switch to positive thoughts, 365 Repattern, you can get it at your app store, Android or iPhone. Your thoughts are worth it, and I'm Suze Casey reminding you.
Are you ready to integrate belief repatterning into your everyday way of being? Discover effective ways to flip your switch between your own inner critic and inner coach. Changing your thoughts changes your behavior and creates the outcomes you desire personally, professionally, physically, and spiritually. Join me for the teleseminar. Over 3 weeks, you'll receive focused, individualized, coached practice time, and we'll walk through the book, I'll support you with more practical suggestions. Your $99 investment also gives you access to our Learning Center and recordings of all the calls. For upcoming dates and to register, visit BeliefRepatterning.com. That's Belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, Repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com, or call 403-286-9380. Learn how your inner thoughts and self-talk affects your behavior, your energy, and the energy of others. You can and will repattern anything you choose.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Welcome back, and this is our pre-holiday show. We're talking about Let's Just Cook. In the first half of the show, we talked a little bit about what special ingredients you bring and giving yourself permission to show up with those special ingredients and bring them to the potluck that we call life. So I started out earlier talking about this Christmas brunch that we're going to and you know, sort of the lemon jellied salad and that, I mean, that's what I... lime jellied salad. And that's the stuff I remember that I really loved when I was a kid. And it was suggested that I actually would want to bring something that everybody really likes. And I was thinking about it and thinking about it and went, oh, you know, we used to be a farm family. You know, was hang out on the farm with my aunt and uncle who had a farm. And there was always deviled eggs on the table. Always. Like, it was not Christmas or Easter or any kind of special event without deviled eggs. And a couple of Christmases ago, I decided to make deviled eggs because I had a bunch of extra eggs and everybody went nuts. Again, super simple, super easy, and something that you could absolutely do in a heartbeat that makes a difference. And the reason I bring that up is, what can you do in a heartbeat that makes a difference? Just something simple, okay? So holiday cooking is a favorite activity of mine. There's no question. I love to do it. And being in a well-thought-out, fully stocked kitchen, combine that with friends and family, it's a recipe for joy in my book. In fact, a number of years ago now, 7 to be exact, it was my 50th birthday. And my birthday's in December as well. And for my birthday, I invited a couple of friends over and my family and said, dinner will be at this time. And we're going to start cooking at this time, and we're going to make a Greek feast. Bring your favorite recipe and come together and cook. And we just had a great time. Again, something simple, didn't require a whole lot of effort on anyone's part, but boy, we had fun. It's so delightful to share the things that you really love. If you don't like being in the kitchen, then don't make yourself do it. Do the things that you are delighted by. And if everybody did that, there's no having to sacrifice. There's no having to be the martyr. Everybody just brings what they have that's special, and they willingly share it. I remember as a child, my godfather used to take all of us kids out for a walk after Thanksgiving dinner. And, you know, he wasn't really much for being in the kitchen. He didn't really like cleaning up, but he was great with the kids. Now, that may not sound like a big deal, but I think there was about 7 of us altogether with the families. I came from a family of 5 and they had a family of 2. So he would take 7 of us out and he would take us for a walk, just out, you know, exploring. Well, what that would do is give the people that were staying back the space to clean up from the dinner, do the dishes, get the dessert ready. Everybody did what they were good at and liked to do. And oftentimes we force ourselves to do the things that we hate because we think we have to. And there's actually people who love to do that and who would be happy to help you out with that. So let everybody do what they're good at. I also really like having the kitchen to myself sometimes to just throw on some tunes and sing along and just cook. And I think that that's one of the things that I observe from a lot of people is they don't give themselves that quiet time. They're so busy doing all the time that they forget about having that quiet, reflective time to just be on their own and really feel into what it is that makes their heart sing. And so that's, you know, continuing with this metaphor, You may want to just be by yourself for a bit. I know the difference between food that is prepared with intention and love and food that's just made. And you have all experienced that, you know, grandma's home cooking versus something that you get, you know, in a restaurant where they just, you know, probably a restaurant you wouldn't go back to. They just, there's no love in the food. And I know the difference there is in living life with intention and love or merely existing day to day, waiting to see what will happen. Wondering if you've been existing day to day, waiting to see what will happen. Why not let 2015 be the opportunity where you live life with more intention and love and start with yourself? We've all experienced times in our lives where we survived on prepackaged, ready-to-eat meals or ordering off a menu that didn't really resonate with us. And I know you've also experienced the absolute delight of meals made with special ingredients, intention, and care. So it's your life. How are you cooking it? Are you ordering off a menu of life that doesn't resonate with you? Are you surviving on prepackaged, ready-to-eat meals? And I'm not talking food here, folks. I'm talking life. Are you just getting up, going through the motions, turning on the TV, zoning out, going to bed, repeat the next day? Or do you have something that you're doing intentionally that really calls on the best of who you are, that asks you to step up and step in with your special ingredients? I'd love to chat with you about that. If you're interested in asking a question, sharing a comment, or doing some repatterning, call in on 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062. I also wanted to just share with you again that 20% off Christmas offering, holiday offering. I know that this time of year can be stressful for people. I also know that there's people in your lives that sometimes just rub you the wrong way and they're going to be around for the next week. Love my family. Get better. You get along better with them when I'm far away, is some people's beliefs. I know I've been there in the past. If you need some support during this time of stress, please do go onto the website and book in with me. I'm offering a 20% reduction in my rates from now till the end of December, December the 31st. If you want to do the appointment, I am working over the holiday season, reduced hours, but the calendar is online. There's a special code, so you may want to write this down. It's CTR, just like the network you're listening to, CTR. Contact Talk Radio, CTR. Okay, so capital C, capital T, capital R, 202014. CTR 202014 will give you that 20% reduction. And as I mentioned earlier, if you're in the States, you get a bonus because there's a difference between the Canadian and the American dollar of about, well, I think it's about 11% now. So my regular rate of $165 for regular sessions will drop down. But here's a hint. Rather than signing up for a regular session at $165, why not give yourself a gift certificate? Because gift certificates are $150. You can give yourself a gift certificate, get 20% off that, and have a session with me for that 20% off $150. And my math puts that at about $120 instead of $165. So that's my gift for you for this holiday season. We can help you with the stress. I can help you repattern some of those memories from previous Christmases that are maybe harsh. I know that oftentimes people have lost family members and it makes the holiday season be a little tough for them. We can help you repattern through that so that you just reframe it. We also can look at what's 2015 looking like for you. I don't wonder where 2012 came, flash from the past. 2015, how's that looking for you? And what do you want to create intentionally and repattern in that direction? So those are some options for you. I also have a really exciting announcement, and that is the new SuzeCasey.com website was launched today. Happy birthday to it. For those of you who have gone on that website, it's been mothballed for about a year and a half while we did a complete overhaul, redesign, new platform, everything. And the wait is well worth it. I would encourage you to go take a look. It's not completely done yet. And as I said to my web person, She did an awesome job. And I just said, Cynthia, it doesn't have to be perfect. It just needs to launch. And let's just launch it. Because so often we have to wait till something's perfect, till it's all done. And, you know, sometimes it's okay to just make it usable. And so the new SuzeCasey.com website is up. And on that, you'll find you can also get the 20% holiday discount. There's also some interesting bits and pieces in there. All of the blogs are there. All of the radio shows are archived there as well. So there's lots and lots of information to support you as you move through this holiday season. So the last thing that I really want to share, two things. Gosh, there's so many things to remember today. And I do hope that we're going to get a caller because I'd love to chat with somebody on 877-230-3062 about how we can support your holiday time or your ending of this year. But the 365 Repattern app, for those of you who have it, the 2014 version will be drawing to a close here in 12 days. And the 2015 version will begin the 1st of January. You will need to repurchase the 2015 version. And we're having some slight technical glitches on getting that through. But the Android version is available as of tomorrow. I've been holding off wanting to wait until the Apple version was also ready. But it's the Apple Store that we're just having a few technical challenges, making sure that everything works. I don't really understand all the technical bits, but it's ready to roll and it's ready for you to be there and supporting you with a word every day that will help train that subconscious mind and help you show up in a way that's supportive for you and that brings your gifts to the world. If during the break, when you were looking at what are some of those attributes and gifts that you bring, sometimes it's hard to think of them, but maybe you could take a look back at the 365 app for 2014 because all of the words are there. There's like 365 plus 12 of them there now. So are you exceptional? That was one of the words this week. Are you good at sharing? Are you effervescent? Is that a great word, effervescent? Do you experience magic? Are you pleasant? Do you invest in people? Are you well-rooted? Do you reciprocate? Are you humorous? So those are just words from the last couple of weeks that I just randomly picked off of 365 Repattern. It's a super app that gives you all kinds of support in training that subconscious mind. $4.99 for the 2015 version. And as I said, I'm going to talk to my gal and have her launch the Android and smartphone one. We've been holding off waiting for the Apple one, but I think we're just going to get it launched now. So all of that and more available on the SuzeCasey.com website. But let's just turn our thoughts now for the next wee while into how we deal with those people that are just a little challenging. You know, some of them might be a relative or a friend or a coworker, somebody that's just a little, gets under your skin, rubs you the wrong way, irritates you, frustrates you, annoys you, any of those things. So I'm going to encourage you to play along with me here. This may be the best gift that you give yourself all season. Write their name down on a piece of paper. If you're driving, obviously don't stop to do that, but think of the person's name. And then on the left-hand side of the page, write down what it is that just kind of irritates, like, are they frustrating? Are they annoying? Do they talk too much? Are they irritating? Are they rubbing you the wrong way? Whatever it is, what are those things that just, Now, please understand, we are not going to repattern them. We're going to reframe and repattern the way that you see them. And when we do that, we change up our energy. And amazingly enough, their energy changes as well. So list down the things about that person on the left-hand side of the page that just, just don't quite mesh for you. Because what we want to do is help you become a more effective cook on this potluck of life by being able to learn to cook with others that maybe you've had a few disasters with in the past. So do you have those attributes down? One of my clients that I was working with earlier today has a manager who's a bully. And so I said, what's the opposite of a bully? And she said, well, somebody that's caring. And I said, okay, so let's write that on the right-hand side of the line. Opposite of bullying is caring. And she had a couple of other things. One of them was that she feels like an idiot around this person. I said, okay, so what's the opposite of feeling like an idiot? She said, well, I'd like to feel competent or effective. I said, okay, so let's write that down on the right-hand side of the line. How do we repattern this? Well, we're not going to repattern them. We're going to repattern your beliefs around them and show you how you can get more of what you want from that person. So let's use the idiot to effective one first, okay? So you would put that person's name. So let's say their name is Martha. I forgive myself for believing I need to feel like an idiot around Martha. And you breathe that in. I give myself permission to see where I am capable and effective. I give myself permission to see where I am capable and effective. And then you move to a choice. I can feel like an idiot, or I can focus on where I'm capable and effective, and I choose to focus on where I'm capable and effective. Breathe that in. I'm free to focus on where I'm capable and effective and expand it. I'm free to focus on where I am capable and effective and expand it. Breathe that in. I am capable at team building, and I'm really effective at listening to people. Okay, so you would put your specific attributes in there. I am, and I know that we're talking about Martha here, but it's okay. Bear with me here. I am capable at team building, and I'm an effective listener. And breathe that in. Okay, so you may want to put an affirmation statement in. I was super effective at pulling the team together around this project, or I was really a good listener when Tony came to me with that challenge last week and I really heard him out. You may want to put some specific affirmations in there before you do the surrender statement. And now let's do a gratitude. I am grateful for my ability to be effective and competent or capable. Okay, breathe that one in. And now we're going to take this back and shine it on Martha. I am also grateful to Martha for this opportunity to deepen my own competency and abilities. I'm grateful to Martha for this opportunity to deepen. So whenever anybody gives you something that pulls you down, you can get pulled down by it, or you can say, you know what? I can use this to focus on where I'm feeling the upside and strengthen that. Remember, it's not what happens to you. It's how you navigate what happens to you. And you can take the Marthas of this world and use the challenges that they bring forward to you to raise your own vibration. Or you can let their vibration pull you down. It's your choice. And repatterning will allow you to move into this place much more quickly. So this particular client moved into that place quite quickly. And then here's the bonus round. What do you see that are Martha's areas of being competent, being effective, being capable? And list down the things that she's really good at. Now, this may seem a little counterintuitive, because what you really started with was complaining that this person made you feel like an idiot. And how did we all of a sudden start singing their praises? Well, we focused on what the opposite of the feeling is that you experience when you're around that person. If it's a downer, change it to the up. Once you get that, you focus on where those things are in your life and how you are. You give gratitude to yourself and to that person for bringing it to your attention. And then you give them back that same gift. So where are they competent? So that you're not asking someone who's not good in the kitchen to cook the meal. If you go, they're really good at taking the kids for a walk, and that's helpful too. So let's let them do that instead of complaining that they never pitch in on the dishes. Let everyone show up with their special ingredients. And that is the recipe for a fabulous holiday season and a fabulous life. That's how we go about doing that. I hope that that makes sense to you, and I hope that that is something that will resonate for you and bring you some peace and joy over this holiday season. Giving the gift of what is the opposite of what that person evokes in you. So now let's go to one that's frustration, okay? Everybody's got somebody that frustrates them. What's the opposite of frustration for you? Is it calm? Peace? Being grounded? The opposite, okay? Once you find that, what are some of the things that you experience that bring that to you? So let's go here. I forgive myself for believing I need to be dragged down by Joe's frustration, or put in the specific name and the specific feeling. I forgive myself for believing I need to be dragged down by Joe's frustration, and breathe it in. What's the opposite of frustration? Let's go with calm. I give myself permission to focus on where I am calm and expand it. Breathe it in. I give myself permission to expand my calm easily today by, you can put an example in. I can be frustrated or I can be calm, and I choose, when you put it that way, obviously, to be calm. I'm free to expand my ability to be calm even around Joe. I'm free to give calm to Joe. He could use some. I know what it's like to feel calm. I experienced it when I was out looking at the stars last night. I'm free to give that kind of calm to Joe. I bet you he could use it. I am calm, and I'm deepening that because of this experience with Joe. I'm grateful for that. And what would be the opposite of frustration for Joe? I bet you he'd rather feel more peace. And what can I do right now that would help him have more peace? Okay? Simple, simple, simple ways of supporting yourself through times that have the potential to be stressful. That's my gift for you, not only this holiday season, but year round. The ability to reframe or repattern absolutely anything that you choose. It's easiest to be proactive. It's easiest to be able to go, you know what? I think I would rather feel this when you are on the upside of the line already. It works miraculously when you are on the downside, but sometimes it needs a little bit of help. And so one of the things that I've done is created a series of courses to teach you how to do this for yourself. January the 15th is when the next one begins, and it's called Flip Your Switch. It's a 3-part teleseminar running from 6 p.m. until 7:15 p.m. We use GoToMeeting, so you can either come in on your phone or on your computer. We record them so that you'll be able to go back and listen to them and redo the exercises. I keep the numbers small so that everyone gets their questions answered. There's room for 12 people. I think there's about 6 or 7 spaces still available. The cost is $99. Give yourself that gift. Get proactive on it. and learn how to repattern your thoughts. As I mentioned at the top of the show, next week and the week following are pre-records that we're doing because of the holiday season. And so I would invite you to listen in. We did some really nice ones last year, and I just thought, let's replay them. So next week, Rejoice, and it will be a conversation with singer-songwriter Eileen McGann, and we'll be looking on the introspection of winter and the turning towards the light. And then the January 1st one will be about this year's going to be different. Some ideas that will help you take a look at setting those New Year's resolutions. I have thoroughly enjoyed my time with you in 2014 and look forward to talking with you next year. Though you can, and probably already are, repatterning anything you choose. And if I can be of support and assistance, 20% off from now until December the 31st. Take care of you, hug those that you love, and have a joyous holiday season. I'm Suze Casey.